Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. You need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and I mean that sincerely. You want to head up to the website, realside.com. You know what? Give me your email address. I send out one email a week. Really, seriously. It ain't that hard, people. Right? I send out one email, let you know who's going to be in the show, kind of topics, things we're going to be doing, that kind of stuff. And, you know, it helps me know that what you guys want to hear, what you want to see. And it helps you know, frankly, what's going on. And you can decide to watch or not watch. And, you know, the other night, God, who knew, right? I told a story, well, I touched on the story about the accident, or an issue, accident I had with my eldest son. And I said I'd talk about it tonight, and then how perfect the timing, if you would, as I'm looking at some of the stuff, you know, look at what happened, Mike Lindell, the other day, the MyPillow guy, who, if you would do a little bit more, most people look at him and go, you know, oh, gee, you know, he's a millionaire, he's a this and that, and thing. No, he actually was a 20-year coke addict. Some of you may not know that. And these guys like Jim Acosta, CNN, I'm going to play the clip later on, you know, got to make fun of this guy, right? Some guy that believes in God, you know, they let him come up, you know, he reads the Bible, and let him go to the White House. Well, I should hope so. But the MyPillow guy, he was talking about God that made it not good. You know, Lindell, right, he's taking a hit while they're pounding on him. He's making 50,000 masks a day at his plant, because they have taken a major hit. Because he loves God, because he gives God the credit for him coming out of his cocaine addiction and building a $700 million a year business, where he's keeping American workers, that makes him a bad man. They didn't mention the masks. But when it came to, you know, they love media people like Bill Gates, a man who came from money, loves abortion, doesn't understand or want anything to know about God, so therefore he's a good guy. These are people that hate millionaires, which I love. They don't hate millionaires. They hate conservative millionaires is what they hate. But they haven't got the guts to tell you the truth. They hate Mike because he loves God. That's biblical. The Bible says they're going to hate you because you love me. I've just gotten used to it. I just don't care anymore. And that makes them even crazier. And I don't care what they say, where they say it to me, when I'm on the school board, whether I'm in that action and what have you. It's like, seriously, people voted for me. They knew what I stood for. I've never hidden anything that I am. And they voted for me anyway. And some of the locals, it makes them cringe where I live. But I believe if more of us would step up for what we believe, more of us would be in positions of authority. And that's not a bad thing. Anyway, I couldn't believe it. I got some emails the other night from people who had heard the show, and I had mentioned something that happened. Years ago, yours truly was an electrical contractor. Yes, me. Wiring houses, small apartment buildings, that kind of stuff. That's how I fed my family. And then from there, I moved into computers, and then whatever. Maybe I'll write a book someday. I don't know. But with all that said, you know, I used to take my truck home every night, lived in a small apartment. I think there was three or four apartments in the building itself. And I came home on my truck every night, and I had an electrical truck, a contractor's truck, if you would. You've seen them. They have the bins on the side, two tires, ladders on the top, that kind of stuff. And so I drove home. It was an off day. I don't even remember, but it was an off day. And the babysitter was watching my oldest son, who was, I think he was 18 months at the time, somewhere thereabouts. And he was in the driveway or out playing in a little area. It's kind of hard to explain. I don't have 3 hours to do it. But the bottom line with it was he was playing with this ball, kicking it around. And I saw the ball go into the part of the garage that, you know, into the overhang or whatever it is, that was nowhere near the truck. So I started to move forward. And I felt the right front tire like it hit a rock. And so I hit the gas a little bit to go over the rock or whatever was in the way. Maybe it was a kid's toy or something. And I saw the babysitter. She stuck her head out the door. She looked at me horrified. And she's like, "You're on the baby. Not you ran over the baby. You're on the baby." We, you know, you people know you call them a baby till they're like 30 and then you don't call them a baby anymore. So I back up. My pseudo joke, sick joke, is I ran him over twice. You know, because I have to do everything the hard way. So so I could see him. When I backed up, I saw him. He was just blood everywhere in the whole nine yards. I figured at that point he was dead. I had gone out and done a service call. Then I went to a Bible study, and then I came back. And I remember picking him up and looking at God and going, this is what I get. This is what I get for honoring you. All right, now I didn't hate God. It was just confusion. I did not understand. Now, some of you out there are going, "Oh, he's a whack, praying to something that doesn't exist." All right, so just do me a favor. Shut up and listen for a minute. All right? So we get the kid in the car. We get him wrapped in towels. And, you know, I'm not waiting for an ambulance. And too much blood. So I take him to the hospital, the local hospital. They say, "We can't do anything for him." Now, poor choice of words. "We can't do anything for him, so we're going to send him down to Children's." All right? And I'll pick that up. I'll pick up a story on the other side of the break, but it doesn't mean what you think it meant. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Is God still protecting us? Will he still protect us? We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial an antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Among all the hullabaloo and the noise that's going on in the press, you know, they're making fun of the MyPillow guy. Going after pastors that want to keep their churches open, that kind of stuff. People who are praying, and, you know, it's funny how mainstream media is so out of touch with the rest of us. I've got Pastor David Hay going to join me after the break, bottom of the hour, to talk and discuss, does God still protect us? Is he still protecting us? Is he active in my life? Does he love me? Does he care about me? Now, some of you who don't believe in God, I'm just asking you, just listen, okay? I'm not going to try to convert you. Just listen, all right? For some of you, I can't go through the whole story again. But I'm talking to people about, you know, there's people out there that are hopeless. They don't see, I have Christian friends of mine that are running around like chickens with their heads cut off. Like there's nothing. Like there is actually nothing. And I don't know where your faith is at when you're running around trying to figure out, okay, am I going to make it? Am I not going to make it? What should I do? I had said on the show a couple of weeks ago, and a friend of mine called me out on it, but when I explained it to him, he agreed with me, which is if you are stocking your garage, your whatever, for the next 30 days out of fear, and you're a Christian, you're off the word. If you're stocking it because it's the prudent thing to do, just like an insurance policy. I don't buy my insurance policy out of fear. I have my insurance policy because I don't want to pay, should something go wrong, full price to fix everything. It's a great investment. So, let me move on. And if you don't, you know, if you're picking up midstream, you got to pick up the first segment. I am not going back over this because I have a limited amount of time. So anyway, my oldest son, they took him from the one hospital, which was a mostly adult hospital, said we can't do anything for him. I'll never forget that because it was the choice words of the nurse, and your heart just sinks, right? But what she really meant to say is we are not equipped to deal with children under two. We don't have the equipment. So they airlifted him to Children's Hospital. So we went down to Children's Hospital. And I remember being down there, and he'd already been there because, you know, I had to drive down. We're not allowed to ride the helicopter. So I get there and find out where he's at, and they're working on him, and they're doing whatever. Now, when I say they're working on him, I mean they're not trying to get his heart started. Everything's working. They told me he had internal bleeding. He had blood in his urine. Okay, he's got this indentation in his chest. It looked like a crater hit him in the chest. And so I get there, and the doctor's telling you, well, we don't know. We're going to give it some time. We're going to work on it. So we're there all night long, right? All day, all night. Well, most of the day and all night. The next morning, the doctor comes out, and he says, I'm not so sure, I'm not so sure you ran him over. You know, I'm looking at the doctor, so what do you think I am? I'm a moron? I'm going to come in here and tell you I ran the kid over, not just once, but twice? Just to get sympathy or something? I did something else? I mean, I don't understand. Now, the part that I left out is I remember going into the chapel to church in the days where they actually had chapels at hospitals, and they weren't afraid to have the Bible in there. I mean, God forbid nowadays, right? They had pews and all kinds of stuff. I remember going in there and getting quiet, because you can't get quiet in the room. You can't get quiet in a hospital in the hallway. You got all kinds of things coming at you. I was holding a Bible study at the time. There's a lot of things that was going on in my life at the time. I do believe in an adversary. I do believe in a devil that wants to put you down or get in your way or keep you from glorifying God for things. And I'm sure I'll get emails on that. I don't really care, though. So I've been in the chapel praying over this, praying over him, and asking God just to guide the hands of the doctors. I wasn't even asking for a miracle. Because I don't believe, I believe that God wants us to be healthy. I believe God wants us to be whole. I do believe that God didn't create doctors, but he created the want for people to be doctors and want to help other people. So I simply asked him to guide the hands of the doctors, show him and show the caregivers what they needed to do to save my son. Okay? So, the next morning when the doctor comes in, he says, all you did, you must have just tapped him. Or hit him with your bumper and you knocked him down. The kid had scabs from the bottom of his neck all the way across his chest down to his belly button. That's one heck of a scrape. I would have had to drag him 2 miles to get that kind of scab. They wanted to watch him for a while longer, make sure he was okay. Now, he's in his 30s today. He's still got an indentation in his chest. So if I just scraped him or hit him or knocked him over with my bumper, that's a heck of a, heck of a remnant from a tap with a bumper. See, but the doctor couldn't. God, there's no way that doctor could have said that this had a divine intervention, if you would, or had anything to do with God, right? The doctor. And in most cases, not all, it's all about the medicine. The funny thing about it was the night before, they couldn't do anything. They were just going to watch. Watch over him. Make sure if he got distressed, they could help him out. He had blood in his urine. They were sure he had internal bleeding. He was black and blue everywhere. I mean, he almost looked like a prune, you know, bloated prune.
Or maybe that's, maybe like a red grape would be better. And it was weeks back home in recovery. But what was funny was a group of guys that I was with at the time, and I called them, you know, doing Bible studies with them. I called them and I said, you know, this is what happened. This is nuts. This isn't right. And they said, don't you worry about it. We'll pray. You go take care of your son. So when people say, you know, I, it's funny, I got a couple of texts from close friends of mine that were very upset that, you know, pastors were praying and thanking God for the coronavirus not to spread further, not to whatever. And the New York Times put out that piece last week about this is the fault of Christians because they won't take this seriously. They don't believe in science. Let me get something straight here for you people. It's not that Christians don't believe in science. That's not it. Right? We don't believe that science created God. We don't believe that science created water. We don't believe that science created air. God created all that. And the reason H2O equals water is because God said so, not because science said so. There were so many things in the Bible that were called out from a medical standpoint, right? Lemon being a blood cleanser, things that are good for you, long before science stepped into the picture. So how would that happen? If science created God, if science created all these things, how did that happen? We believe that science, the foundations of science, are built on what God laid in bedrock, not science. Now, some of you are having a hard time with that. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Science did not fix, whether you like him or not, Mike Lindell. I mean, we can go down a whole list of stuff. Many people. Science didn't give Mike Lindell a pill that took away the urge of his daily coke use. God did that for him. So you can ridicule and you can make fun and you can do all you want to. And yet some of you think that crossing your legs and doing for 5 minutes a day is also spiritual. And that's okay. Pastor David Hague joins me after the break. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Trump says the next 2 weeks will be very painful as the coronavirus continues to take its toll in the U.S. The nation's top health experts warn America should prepare for 100,000 to a quarter million deaths. They also said they think it will peak within the next 2 weeks.
We've got to brace ourselves. In the next several days to a week or so, we're going to continue to see things go up.
But the president and his health advisors say social distancing guidelines can help mitigate the spread of COVID-19.
We're going to see things get better all of a sudden.
Governors from all over the U.S. are still saying they're unable to secure the medical supplies they need to help the ever-increasing patient load.
It's like being on eBay with 50 other states, and now FEMA is bidding on top of the 50.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks for joining me. I really do appreciate it. I hope you guys were blessed by the story I told you about in the last hour. I mean, seriously, you really can't rely on God while you're running around with your hair on fire and you're trying to do everything you can do on your own. You need to find a way to get quiet and ask God for help and ask Him for some guidance. And what started me partly down this road was, you know, the mainstream media is not on your side as a godly person. Now, whether you believe or like Mike Lindell or not, you know, here's a man that had a 20-year cocaine addiction. Gives glory to God for beating that addiction pretty much overnight and building a business where he's giving back to the community, giving back to people, and helping out. And again, our focus isn't on the man. Let me make sure that's clear. I'm not looking at Mike Lindell and go, oh, because of what Mike Lindell's been gone through is why I love God. No, I just look at Mike as somebody that is a testimony to what God can do in your life if you let him. But you know what? I don't have those answers. But I bring on people who do. Pastor David Haig, pastor of a large Los Angeles church. Always appreciate your time with me, Pastor Haig. Don't you love it when I put you on the spot like that, right?
You are the master of transition, let me tell you that. That's great. But, Joe, you know what? I appreciate what you do. I appreciate how you do it. And it's always, for me, it's actually an honor to be on with you and your guests.
So I appreciate that.
Thanks for that.
Well, part of what I'm trying to touch on is I've been talking for the last week or so and saying, look, if you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off and every move you make is totally out of fear and you're stocking that closet, that bin that you have in the back because you're afraid there's going to be no more, go stop. Slow down. Where's the peace of God in that? Why are you operating out of fear? Am I off?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I mean, obviously, when you ask me, I guess I'm a theologian. I teach theology at the university. When you phrase a question like that, it sends us theologians kind of grappling between sociology and history and theology. Basically, what you have in the West is you have a culture where everybody thinks there is a known definable cause behind every effect. And we believe in cause and effect.
Right.
The coronavirus takes us by the throat and throws us around and is you know, replicating in a different way. There's 8 different strains of it they're trying to chase down. We look at that and we go, okay, somebody's behind this. There's a reason for this. And so what that does is it brings out the crazies on both ends. I think the crazies on the secular end are, you know, this is the horrible, this is the plague, this is bubonic, this is, oh my goodness, da 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 da. On the other hand, you have people on the crazy right-wing religious end who are saying, oh, this is God's judgment on America. And all of that stems from this absolute ridiculous idea that God, who you and I understand not only exists, but in some amazing way is in charge of everything, that somehow he is obligated to give us a reason why things are happening. And that part of that is because we as Americans, we just think we have a right to know everything. We need the right. We have a right to know why a law is passed and why this happened. And my point would be is that if you read the Bible, you find that God does some things, and he tells us what he does. He tells us how he does it. He seldom tells us why he does it. And that's because he expects us to understand the who, that we look at him and we say there are some, his thoughts are not our thoughts. We don't have a right to understand all of his counsel and all of his motivations. But here's what we do know, that because he is God, he always does what is best and right, but he gets to define what right is. And so even in the times of adversity, like we're going through now, this is really a test for us. It's a test to allow us to understand, okay, what really makes life worth living? Is it going to a movie? Is it going out to dinner? Is it all of these? Is it the money that we get? What? And here's what I'm finding. I'm finding that in these times where I'm confined in my house, the simple things begin to take on the kind of meaning they were always meant to have. And I think in some ways, if we'll respond to this pandemic the right way, we will slow down. We will realize that all the stuff we fill our lives with doesn't satisfy, never has. And the things that matter are who we are before God and who we are with one another.
Yeah, I look at this. I've talked to a lot of people, and as you can imagine, and I always say, that, look, your peace is in God. Your peace is not in the new freezer that can take on more food. You know, it's
right.
Not in the packed shelves in your pantry. And I think people now are having to get with themselves. I joked with you during the break. People are now finding out what their kids are like because they're having to spend time with their kids all day long.
Exactly.
During the church thing. And there's a new church paradigm going on. People are having to sit at home and actually focus without distraction on you teaching or whoever their pastor is. And that kind of stuff. You kind of alluded to it earlier. Western Christianity is totally different than it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
What you find in the West is when you go to some kind of social gathering, which we hope to be able to go to at some point, and you meet somebody new, the first question we ask is, "What do you do?" Because in the West, our success is tied to what we accomplish, and accomplishment is measured by possessions, by wealth. In church life, it's measured by bodies, bucks, and buildings. So when I go to pastors' meetings, it's like, how many people do you have? How big is your budget? You know, what are you building? Bodies, bucks, and buildings. And what we find out that, at least in the church world, what we're learning, we're relearning, we're being reminded that the church is never about numbers or dollars, and it's certainly not about buildings. It's about people. And so at Grace Baptist, we're, as I mentioned to you, we've divided up over 2,000 families between 100 members of our staff, and we're calling everybody every week just to connect. And what we're finding, 2 things. Number one, we're saying we should have been doing this all along. We should have been connecting. Secondly, we're finding that people, they want connection. They want to share their hearts. They want to share their needs and their prayer requests. And we can actually be aggressively present even though we are physically separated. And that opens up a whole new understanding of what it means to be a community, a church body. And actually, it gets us back to the New Testament, which says that we're all part of the body of Christ.
Yeah, I can't even argue with you. This should make it for lousy radio here.
Well, let's talk about those
Miami who got arrested because he refused to stop having services. Let's talk about the guy in Louisiana who's been having thousands of people come. And yeah, I just look at that and I go, those people don't know what it means to love your neighbor. We are only pre-recording. I'm doing everything. I'm recording a Good Friday service, a sunrise service, an Easter service, a Palm Sunday service. I'm doing 6 to 8 minute devotionals every morning that go out here at Grace. We are working around the clock just about to put stuff out because we want to be good neighbors. We don't want to demonstrate some kind of model where it's okay to all get together. No, we want to stay home and try and crack this virus so that our neighbors have an environment where eventually we can be outside or, you know, with people and go in places with our kids. I just think it's unconscionable. I just read about a church up in Washington where they allowed a corral to meet there, and that corral continued to have rehearsals, 60 people, and now 48 of them have it, and 5 of them have died. Why? Why don't people say, look, I am going to understand our government, understand our medical professionals. This is real. We can beat it, but it's going to take everybody doing the small things like staying home.
Yeah, you know, I look at this stuff, and I always say this thing. I can understand some groups, and you know as well as I do, that there are different denominations, which is a sad thing to me, but the reality is there are different denominations out there. And some do believe, you know, you can't pick up the snake and ask it to bite you and expect that God's going to take care of you. However, well, you know as well as I do, there's groups out there that believe that. I don't believe that, but I believe if something happens, I told a story in the first half of the show about my son and how I ran him over in the driveway when he was 18 months old. You know,
right?
You know, he wouldn't clean his room. So no, the reality was is that prayer with God, prayer with my friends, getting an agreement. You know, Father, what's going on here? Why did this happen? Why, you know, I'm doing Bible studies. I'm going this. I'm doing this, and ultimately, he is without permanent damage. And I've got to give God the glory for that. You know, I don't have to wonder why or how. I just give him the glory. Anyway, we've got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Hey, 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 mambo, mambo, Italiano, hey, mambo.
We are back.
Mambo, Italiano, go.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. You send me emails. I was pseudo-touched the other night when you guys, some of you sent me emails and messages. You wanted to hear more about my son's story. And I hope you got something out of it. I really do. And you know, understanding that, you know, some of you believe that, that God is not involved in your life. He could care less. He's just this guy that wrote a book for you to live by and then went on his happy little way. Not how it works. And part of this is, you know, how much time are you spending with God? How much time are you spending seeking God? How much time are you... Look, some of you guys, and I know the pastor's probably going to slap me upside the head in a minute, but how many of you guys, you know, are Pastor Haig, David Haig,
yeah,
the pastor of a large church in the Los Angeles area. You know, I joke. You don't have to say anything because I don't want you to insult anybody, but I always joke and say, you know, God understands a lot more than thee and thou. And heareth, and that kind of thing, okay? And you can talk to God. And I tell people all the time, because you see these people on TV, you see how people pray, and you think you're stuck in a certain way. Prayer is conversation. And sometimes it's simple for me when I start the day off. It's like, hey, Father, thanks for another day. What are we doing today? What do you want me to do? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that. You have to have a relationship with God so you don't get all stressed out in these times. Am I off here?
No, I don't believe you are at all. I think, I've taught for a long time that everything that comes into our lives comes from God's hand. And the first thing it can be is a blessing. We all understand that. That's what grandkids are. That's what, a surprise from a relative who comes and gives you something or whatever. There's blessings all around us. Sunsets, I don't know, you don't probably get to see it, but the sunset tonight was magnificent here. The second thing, it could be discipline. You know, God's a good dad, and he disciplines us. He, John 15 says he disciplines us so we can bear more fruit, just like a parent disciplines his child. But the third thing is he sometimes allows us to have tests. He puts things in front of us to really test the strength of our faith, the validity of our commitment. We know that. We see that in business all the time. But God is giving us a test right now. If you're a Christ follower out there, you're being tested as to where your security really lies. That doesn't mean you're stupid. It doesn't mean you're unwise. It doesn't mean that you don't, get enough food in your house and you don't have to go shopping every day because you don't want to be exposed. We do want to be wise and stay in our homes and take care of things. But on the other hand, the security that we have is in Christ. It's in the fact that we are God's children and he has wrapped his arms of love around us. And everything he brings into our lives is meant to make us more like Jesus. Now, here's the question. Do you want to be more like Jesus? Do you want to be patient? Do you want to be kind? Do you want to be courageous? Do you want to be ethical? Do you want to have integrity? Do you want to be righteous? Do you want to be pure? If you don't want to be those things, believe me, you don't want to be a Christian. Because God's whole point is to make you that way. More and more to be like Christ. So if it takes coronavirus to move us, make us 10 degrees hotter in our Christian temperature, if it takes that to bring us further along in our marathon, our race set before us, Hebrews chapter 12, if it takes that to make us more and more dependent, more and more compassionate, more and more courageous to be like Christ, then so be it.
Yeah, I look at what's going on and the political side of things, and I won't ask you to get into it, but I look at this stuff and I say, look, we have more and more people that now are coming back or either at least looking at how we get back to a godly type of lifestyle, godly type of principles. And, we run around, we've been running around for years going, God bless America. Well, how about America bless God for once? How about we do something that blesses God and does something that shows people what his love truly is all about? Would that be like really cool? So,
the thing is, if you read the Bible, God blesses obedience.
Right.
He does not bless disobedience. He doesn't bless rebellion. You can't stick your middle finger up in God's face and then in the next day say, please bless me and favor me and take care of me. That goes against every kind of common sense.
Yeah.
So, Israel got, in the Old Testament, the story of Israel, God's people, when they obeyed, they got favor. When they didn't obey, they got discipline.
I agree. Well, that's today's society, though, Pastor. I mean, we want to do what we want to do as a whole and don't want anybody to think ill of it. Now you're looking at the creator of the universe, your father, if you would, right, the God of this universe, and you're telling him how he should treat you and what he should accept from you.
Yeah.
That's kind of the mindset. How I feel, anyway.
I agree. I'm not one of those pastors that says what we're doing, what we're going through now with this virus, which is terrible, by the way. It's horrendous. People are even losing their job, their lives.
Yep.
Other people are losing their jobs. People are going to lose their homes. It's the homeless problem is just. It's going to be horrible for those folks who have no place to self isolate.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not one of those guys who says God has brought this about because of our moral erosion. But I will tell you that when something like this happens, it ought to make us take stock in the way we live.
Yep.
I mean, what have we invested our time and energy into? Things that we think we can control, that we can create happiness, we can create wealth. And then all of a sudden, this little bug comes along, and it is threatening the very foundations of our society medically and certainly financially. In all kinds of ways. We ought to think about that. We ought to get back to the four basic questions of life. Who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? And where am I going? If you answer those four questions in the right way, it leads you to God, and I believe it leads you to the God of the Bible.
Well, you know what's funny is that, you know, think about part of this is that we all want to come together. That's what part of what church is about. We come together as a family. We worship God as a family. We learn as a family. This is actually making us look at this a little differently. And I do have a concern. I talked to you about this once before. And that is that people will become used to, if this goes on 8, 9, 10 weeks, whatever, people will become used to doing distance church. Right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, sitting there and answering.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I mean, we're making it pretty convenient. We've had a lot of people that have said, hey, I love watching you preach while I'm in my pajamas with my coffee, which is fine. And here's the basic problem that is behind that. We have created a situation. And when I say we, I mean guys like me, guys who run churches, guys who are trying to reach out. And we've made it very easy for people to think the church exists for them. But God didn't, you know, save me to make me feel good. You know what? He saved me so he could look good. That is, he looks good through my transformed life, through my others-centered living, through my humility, through my selflessness, through my service, through my love for others. And what we've done is we've created a church that creates the idea amongst its people that, hey, the church exists for you, when really they exist for God. The church exists for God, that we are here to serve him. You know, isn't it an interesting thing, Joe, that every church on Sunday morning has a service. You ever think about that? We have a 9 o'clock and a 10:40 service.
Yep.
Well, that all comes from the fact that when we come and we sing and we pray and we learn and we love on each other, we're actually serving God. But we've turned it around to where now the service is all about us. It better have the right kind of music. The preacher better not be long, better be interesting. They better not ask for my money. And quite frankly, we've brought it on ourselves. Now, Grace, we are against that, although we do have great music, and I try to preach in a way that people will listen to. But ultimately, what we're trying to show people is that your best option is to submit your life to Jesus and serve him.
Yep, I agree. You know, I agree with you. Amen. You know, it's funny. My old pastor used to make fun of me because I'm not a hugger, okay? So I wanted to, you don't know how hard it's been for me not to write him a note and say, see, I was right. No touching. And you'll be just...
You know, Jill, you've been together a lot, and I appreciate that you're not a hugger. I just want to go on record.
Well, listen, I appreciate you, and I appreciate the way you treat the community. I wish more pastors were out there, you know, taking care of their people, taking care of the people, God's people, and taking care of the community. And I'm hoping that out of everything we see, even though we're kind of isolated and separated, at some point in time, we're going to have to start stepping out and helping each other out. I'm believing we're going to see more of that and more of that.
You know,
I'll give you
yeah.
a minute for a message. Go for it.
Well, I just want to let the people know, I mean, a lot of your listeners aren't here in Santa Cruz Valley, but the three biggest churches in town, Real Life, Crossroads, and Grace Baptist, our place, the three pastors, we've been getting together every Monday morning for a few weeks now, praying, encouraging each other, coming up with best practices, sharing ideas. I got to tell you, we probably represent somewhere around 10, 12,000 people, and we're doing the best we can to bring our congregations to understand that we're not the only church in town, that Jesus Christ is the head of the church, and anybody who's following him is part of that church.
Right.
I would like to tell your listeners to go to davidwhaig.com. It's my new website. There's a bunch of articles. There are links to the books I've written, you know, anything that can help people during this time, it's there.
Yep. And you need to listen, you need to read, and you just need to get lifted up here. You need to get the word in you so you know what God wants from you. Anyway, I always appreciate your time with me, Pastor. Hey, hang tight because I got to ask you a question off the air. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to do hot trending Twitter stories. I was going to make sure I said that right. Anyway, you've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.